Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Michael Myers. I'm the founder and CTO of NowPublic.com. NowPublic pioneered the concept of citizen journalism, which we like to prefer, citizen reporting. It's basically eyewitness news, people on the ground who see newsworthy events, reporting them through your camera phone or digital camera, video camera, take a snapshot, send it in. Or through our tools, our members go out and find newsworthy content created by individuals on the web. It's a combination, it's a rich ecosystem, sort of very, I want to say like Wikipedia meets news, you know, very collaborative environment for working together to create news.
And so just talk a little bit about how this field is changing over the last couple of years. It seems like it's lots of innovation, lots of change.
We're creating an industry, right? I mean, we don't know where it's going. We have a dream. We like to build things in small iterations. We try out our ideas. We see what's successful in the public. We get feedback from our users and client base, and we just try and improve it. You know, one of the biggest key lessons I think that we've learned over the last couple of years is small, short release cycles, early feedback, and really helps your product. Because when you spend a lot of months building it in a vacuum and you release it to a marketplace, there are too many moving parts to understand what didn't work. Too many things change, and often you find you got it wrong, or people latch on to a feature or use your product in a way that you could never have anticipated. And so release early, release often is a great mantra, and it's served us well.
So talk a little bit more about the technology behind NowPublic. What are some of the modules that you guys have been working on, and maybe some of them that you've contributed back, or at least that you sort of have behind the scenes?
Constantine Kafer just walked by. He built a module called the Support File Cache Framework, or SFC, which is a great addition to any site. Basically allows you to establish different origins for, say, your media serving environment versus, say, your JavaScript versus your user-generated content, which, if you guys follow YSLO recommendations, which you should for your site, allow you to take advantage of multi-threaded downloading capabilities and browsers. And so it plugs into a CDN system. And so, you know, whenever possible, we try and release code back in. I think, you know, IRC, anyone's ever asked for code or how we do something, you know, we're more than happy to share things. I think we're huge believers in the open source model, and have benefited tremendously by using Drupal. And so we, in turn, want to give back to the community and help others.
You said there's over 100 modules. Do you see any of them as a combination as sort of the core of what drives your site, of like the absolutely essential ones that you would say generate the most activity or
crowdsourcing? So we have a lot of crowdsourcing tools that allow you to, say, meta search across multiple sites, Flickr, YouTube, video, photo sharing sites, and then sort of create a shopping cart of sense of objects, media objects that you like to incorporate into your story. And then they go out and they'll leave trackbacks and pings. So if you're a Flickr user, we'll notify you that your photo has been included in a news event. So that's a pretty cool module. The stuff we're working on now, Scan, which is an analytics and real-time search engine for the microblogging systems, is pretty fantastic. Probably one of the more technically challenging things we've done. So it deals with scalability in a lot of aspects. On the ingestion and processing side, you're dealing with minimum 4,000 tweets a minute just from one source. Talking about millions of rows, 2.4 million rows on average per day added to your system. You know, and then you have on the serving side, you know, you're serving millions of requests in a day. So it's a lot of scalability challenges that are keep things exciting.
And so you guys, are you feeding into the specialized pipes from Twitter where you get automatically everything? Or
you have a fire hose, basically, the full Twitter feed, which we then ingest and provide analytical analysis of, so you can spot trending of events before it happens. So you can see, you know, Mumbai all of a sudden is a popular location. You can drill down and see all of a sudden that there's a breaking news event. And so essentially, there are a couple different aspects of the tool, but, you know, say like you're interested in the news, or you're a newsroom, if you're a professional news organization, it's a great research tool. It's a great way to get in contact with people who are on the ground doing great user-generated news, reporting on events. I mean, if you think about the way that breaking news happens, I mean, there are people on the scene that are reporting about it. these tools make sense of the volume of Twitter and then allow you to drill down and follow specific people, get in contact with them and request either comments, text information, or through TwitPic and the various different services, get them to create and upload photos and video of what's happening around the world. So
it's great. Yeah, it seems like it's changed a lot with the Twitter and being able to have that ecosystem information there.
It's a constantly changing and shifting ecosystem, and what we're trying to do is create the next generation of tools that tap into these sources.
Great. Thank you.